All right, so last time we learned about hashtags. Hashtag Laura and Tiff are so beautiful.
You guys better go check us out.
Yeah, check our hashtag out.
I know.
But now we're going to take a look at something else called memes. And actually, they're my favorite.
I love memes. I love memes.
They're so much fun. They're a little bit different than hashtags. They're super funny. Mm-hmm. Memes are basically like pictures, and they have funny words on there. Sometimes they're super silly and super useless.
They can be very cute.
They can be
silly.
Really cute and very silly. So it just makes people laugh. Mm. So, if you don't know what a meme is, don't worry, because today's article now is about memes. So should we take a look?
Let's do that.
Reading. Hashtags and memes are hashtag winning the internet.
Unless you have been living under a rock, you have probably come across an internet meme. The word meme was first invented by Richard Dawkins in his 1976 book, The Selfish Gene. He used it to describe the way cultural information is spread from person to person. Today, this concept relates to the internet, as memes are pieces of media that are changed and passed on. Successful memes can be anything from pictures to songs to videos that express an idea. One meme that most people are familiar with these days is Grumpy Cat. This cat looks so unhappy that internet users delight in adding funny captions to his photo. A popular one says, "I have a dream that one day you'll shut up." Memes and hashtags are different in one major way. When it comes to memes, people typically use humor, while hashtags can be silly or serious. Regardless of which emotion these tools are associated with, they are both effective means of linking people all over the world.
All right, so we're going to be taking at memes, and the article says, unless you have been living under a rock, you have probably come across an internet meme. So,
unless, I love that phrase. Yeah, it sounds really cute.
It sounds kind of funny. Like, when you live under a rock, it just means you don't know anything. You don't know anything about the world. But if you don't, which I'm sure most of you don't, you probably have come across an internet meme.
Okay, 每一次一开始提到还蛮搞笑的，就是除非你与世隔绝这样的一个概念哦。 你一定是有接触过这个 internet meme, OK? 不过刚刚我们有看到个片语 come across something or somebody, 就是偶然遇见或是碰上某件事情或是某个人啦。 OK, 我们来看一下 unless, 它有表示除非怎么样,如果不怎么样, OK? 其实它有否定意味哦, OK? 这是一个否定意味的连接词。所以呢, 在 unless 所引导的子句中, 只能接肯定而且完全不含否定意味的动词, 不然呢, 整句话的语义就会因为双重否定而变成肯定的语气。 我来先举个一个例子, 就是它要接肯定的, 就是 he will fail the course unless he gets a 90 on the exam. Okay, 那如果我说 I won't have an operation unless surgery is absolutely necessary. 所以它意思就是说 I will only have an operation if surgery is absolutely necessary. Okay, and of course, unless呢, 其实就语义而言就可以等于 if not, 如果不怎么样的话。 所以呢, 其实 unless的句型也可以用 if not的句型来代换哦。 那不过刚刚呢，我们看到一个很俏皮、很可爱的说法，就是刚刚有提到与世隔绝是怎么样 ？To live under a rock， 这个呢就是我们的 shortcut for you. Let's find out more.
Shortcut for you.
Have you heard the news?
What?
Britney Spears is coming to Taipei!
Who?
Britney Spears, the world's biggest pop star. You know, oh baby, baby.
Sorry, I have no idea whom you're talking about.
Jeez, girl, have you been living under a rock?
No. You know where I live. We're neighbors.
I'm not talking about where your apartment is. To live under a rock means to not know about current events or popular culture.
All right, so to live under a rock means 与世隔绝.
Yeah, so do you want to go with me to see her perform?
What day is her concert? I'll be out of town for the holiday.
What holiday?
The national holiday next weekend? Now you're the one who's living under a rock.
So for those of you who don't live under a rock or who do live under a rock, the word meme was first invented by Richard Dawkins in his 1976 book,The Selfish Gene.
Wow,
it's a long time ago.
That's a long time ago, okay. Yeah. 所以 meme 这个字呢其实是来自于这个查德·道金斯在1976年的著作 wow, Selfish Gene.
So he knew about this before. Wow.
No, but that was, like, this is like before the social
media
came out.
I know, that's so cool. I wonder if he is like psychic or something. It says he used it to describe the way cultural information is spread from person to person. Oh, that's interesting. So he says that the way information is spread about our culture, he used meme to describe that, how we share between this person and that person.
所以当时呢他是使用这个 meme 这个词呢去解释人们透过口耳相传的方式去怎么样散播生活上的资讯。That kind of makes sense.
Yeah. Information is a noun and it's the knowledge that you get about something or someone. And it's the facts about a subject. For example, I can say I need to gather some information before I write my research report.
Okay, 所以基本上现在呢 the internet meme, 哦，刚刚那个是比较1976年的用法。其实它就是网路魔音，那这个是我有看到，这个是它的直译，但是我们可以把它翻成什么呢？就是网络的爆红事件啦。那我们刚刚有提到 information 就是资讯啦、资料啦。So for example, maybe I could say something like, I don't like having to reveal personal private information when I fill in a job application.
Oh, that's right. I don't like to reveal too many personal things about myself.
We might get like silly phone calls from like, you know, the banks or probably insurance companies. Oh, I would hate that.
I don't like getting those phone calls too. It's annoying. All right, next it says, today this concept relates to the internet as memes are pieces of media that are changed and passed on. So this concept, this idea is related to the internet. And we'll learn about concept later. But pass on means to give something to someone and to another person and so on and so on. So for example, if your grandmother gave a ring to your mom can pass on the ring to you. You could pass it to your daughter.
所以到现在的用法 meme 的概念呢就开始跟这个网络有关啦，就像不停的改变还有传递或者是传达这个媒体因为 pass something on okay, 其实就是传递某物所以其实 meme 公认的定义就是一个想法啦行为或是风格从一个人到另外一个人的这个一些文化传播的过程那这个是原本的就是说法不过现在 internet meme 的含义就演变为在网络上像病毒般这个延伸复制的传播迅速扩散的一些内容 so it's basically the spread of jokes or ideas okay via internet
that's right so we learned about we saw the word concept and concept is a noun and it means an idea of what or how something works so the idea of society was, you know, was researched by the person we learned about before. We can use concept in a sentence like this. Elon Musk has lots of ideas and concepts about the future of cars. So that means he has a lot of ideas about what cars might look like in the future, what they can do, maybe they can fly,
like
maybe we can go to outer space, things like that.
Okay, concept 就是一个概念这样子的意思啊。So for example, if she seems to be a little unclear on the concept of good manners, I'm just basically saying she seems not to understand what good manners are. So she's kind of rude.
Relate is a verb and it means to show or make a connection between two or more things. So for example, the smell of cinnamon in warm fireplaces relates to Christmas. So it means that I think about Christmas when I think about cinnamon and fireplaces.
What about that song, Jingle Bell Rock?
That's right. I always think about
that
song. Oh
my God, Mean Girls, Mean Girls. I love that song. Okay, anyways, relate 就是有关联或是把什么东西联系起来。So relate to something 就是和什么东西有关哦。Okay, for example, if I could say something like, I don't understand how the two ideas relate,、mm-hmm. 就是你不知道这两个想法有什么关联。But I think nowadays we often say something has to do with another、yeah. thing instead of relate.To something, okay? So basically in the same sentence I said previously, I could also put it like this. I don't understand what the two ideas have to do with each other.
Right, that's just another easier、yeah. way to say it.
Nowadays, 我可能会常常会用 I can relate to your feelings to、mm-hmm. mean that 我可以感同身受我可以感受你的感受 That's、mm-hmm. how I use it、oh、in conversations.
Oh my gosh. No、I'm、wonder. So nice, right? No wonder we have a good relationship.
I know. Relationship 就是我们有很好的关系Too bad we're not relatives, but we are like sisters.
I know.
Yeah.
Sister from another mother.
That's right. Okay.
All right, so let's continue reading. It says, successful memes can be anything from pictures to songs to videos that express an idea. So、
totally.
Memes、mm. are a lot of different things. Like people can take a video and then something funny from the video,、yeah. they take that line out. So a meme is...various things, actually.
Yeah. Okay, 所以从这个图片啊到歌曲啊再到影片任何表达出想法的事物呢都可以是成功的 meme.、
Mm-hmm.Next it says, okay, I think you'll love this one.
I know.
One meme that most people are familiar with these days is Grumpy Cat. Have you seen this one?
It's a cat.
He's not really angry, but he's just born this way. He's born with a grumpier, angry face.
Okay.
So if you've seen this cat, that's、mm-hmm. called Grumpy Cat.、
Mm-hmm.
And that means you are familiar with it. When you are familiar with something or if you be familiar with something, this phrase just means to have, you know, a good knowledge or you have an、mm. understanding of that. So this is basically something that you know.
Okay, so Grumpy Cat, 如果你们去 Google 一下、mm-hmm. 就会知道我在说哪一只猫、mm-hmm. 它脸都会有摆臭脸的样子、yes. 或是看起来很不开心不爽猫 okay, 是最近绝大部分的人都会知道的一个 meme、
mm-hmm.
这里的 be familiar with something 就是熟悉或是通晓某件事情像是 I could probably say we're familiar with the situation that just means we know about the situation、
mm-hmm. You know what's going on, you、
That's、
know what's、
right.
happening Okay, let's learn more about Grumpy Cat. He's so cute. It says, this cat looks so unhappy that internet users delight in adding funny captions to his photo. Because、mm. poor thing, he's just born this way, but people like to add funny things、mm-hmm. along with his picture. So people take delight in doing something. So it just、mm-hmm. means you get a lot of pleasure, you enjoy,、you have a lot of pleasure or enjoyment from something, and it makes you want to laugh.、
Right.
Now, what do they take delight in doing? They like to add captions, funny captions.、
Mm-hmm.
So captions are basically words written maybe on the bottom of a picture or somewhere around a picture or a thing, and it explains what is happening. So memes usually have a funny, like,being written on the picture, that's basically、mm, its caption.
Right, okay. 所以呢通常呢这只 Grumpy Cat, 这只猫的脸会看起来怎么样非常不开心。Mm. 所以以至于呢这个网友就开始在这猫的脸上或是这个图片上面添加有趣的说明哦这有点酷搜的概念。我们来看一下 delight in doing something, 就是以什么为乐。而 caption 就是我们常看到图片当中的说明文字啦。
Mm-hmm, that's right. Okay, for example, one popular、uh-huh.Meme says, a popular one says, I have a dream one day that you'll shut up. And then you can imagine this cat's grumpy face like,、mm. And then it comes from, okay, I have a dream. It、uh-huh. comes from Martin Luther King
Jr. I can totally、
Jr.
relate.
I know,、okay. right? I can totally relate to him.
这好好笑哦、
I have a dream that one day you'll shut up. So funny and so cute.
So funny. 好机车的猫咪哦。就是最红的一个上面有写着 I have a dream that one day you'll shut up. 我有一个梦想。是有一天你会闭嘴的这个梦想、mm-hmm. OK 这里很好笑 A popular one 的 one 呢在这里是代替前面已经提到的 caption 这个字所以其实当然呢我们也可以用 a popular caption says blah 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 但是这样有点重复性啦、
mm-hmm. So that's why we can replace with one
Right
Now next in the article says memes and hashtags are different in one major way、
oh,
Very very different right Remember hashtags、they group keywords
Words.
together、
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 所以 meme 跟 hashtag 有一个很大的不同的地方哦、
okay.
So let's talk about it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It says when it comes to memes, mm-hmm. people typically use humor, while hashtags can be serious, can be silly or serious. That's true.
Mm.
Usually all the memes that I see online are very funny.
They're very silly.
But then hashtags, they can be silly too, but sometimes, remember, they can be useful. Yeah, they're
informative,
they,
right?
They promote certain causes, yeah. or they, you know, help talk about certain things.
The ice bucket challenge, right? We talked about previously. 所以当人们使用 meme 的时候，通常呢，我们会用这个来幽默 ，cool。刚刚不是有说到了吗？不过 hashtag 则可以是表达有趣或者还有严肃的话题哦。
Typically, it's an adverb, and this is something that normally happens, or this is something that usually happens. So, typically, you go to school every day. But if you're sick or school is canceled because of a typhoon, then that is not typical. It is not a typical day. For example, we can use typically like this. My dog typically likes to take a walk in the mornings and evenings. That means my dog usually likes to go out in the mornings and at night.
Typically, OK, 这个副词是用来表示通常啦，就像往常一样，我会做什么事情啦。For example, we typically go for coffee after our walk,、mm-hmm. or I typically order the steak when I eat there.
Something that you do often.
Yeah, so it means in the usual way. Like, for example, I could probably say something like this. Typically, she was late. So she was late as she often or usually is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm typically late.
I know. It's okay, but I forgive you because, you know, you're beautiful. I don't care.
Oh, my gosh. You're my best friend in the whole entire world.
All right, so let's continue reading. It says, regardless of which emotion these tools、mm-hmm. are associated with, they're both effective means of linking people all over the world.So, right, it doesn't matter what memes do or what hashtags do. In the end, they bring people together. Aww. So that's why we can say regardless of. Regardless of is just means in spite of.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so 不管这两个用法是哪一种情绪有关哦，他们都是让全世界的人们连接在一起的有效的方法哦。这里大家有没有注意到 means? 它是复数形态的名词，就是方法、手段啊、方式的意思。而 regardless of, 后面我们可以接名词或者是动词 ing, 就是不管怎么样不论如何。OK, 其实这样的用法跟 without regard to, 或是 in spite of, despite, or,、mm-hmm. you know, 都是差不多意思的啦。
That's right. We saw the word associate. So associate is a verb and it means、that when you associate A with B, it means、mm-hmm. you think of a person or thing, and then that makes you think of another person or thing too. For、mm-hmm. example, I associate flowers with spring, or we associate Santa Claus with Christmas.
Oh, we do.、
Right? So you think about these two things, you think about this thing and then you think about another thing. For example, we can say many people associate this、mm-hmm. company with computers.Okay, but、wow. they also make cars too.
Wow, okay, so associate 是什么呢？就是把什么东西联想在一起 or、mm-hmm. be associated with, 就是跟什么什么相关。Okay, so when one thing is associated with another, they happen together or they're related or connected in some、mm-hmm. way. For example, I could say something like this in a sentence. He has symptoms associated with lung disease.
So sad. Okay, but... Regardless, we learned that hashtags and memes、mm-hmm. are very effective、
right.
to bringing people together. Effective is an adjective and it means、it produces a result、mm-hmm. that you want or what you expect. And it means that whatever you did, it really, really, really worked. For example, the president's speech was simple but very effective. He got a strong message across. So、mm-hmm. whatever he said really worked and it really made people think or really made people want to do、mm-hmm. something.
Or inspired people.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Effective, 当然就是有效的，它是一个形容词。I often think about medicine or drugs,、mm-hmm. effective in treating a disease, okay? Or it's a simple but effective technique.、Mm-hmm. Or we talk about an effective speech that you mentioned earlier.、
That's、
okay,、
right.
that comes to the end of today's article. Let's now go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, so our For You Chat question for today is, what are some things you like to share on social media and why?
Oh my gosh, lots of things. I can't answer this in 2 minutes.
Okay. Right?
Of course, what I've been up to. You guys might want to follow us on Instagram or Facebook, or even like just basically funny things that you see, right? Sometimes when you go to a place, you see something really stupid or silly, you want to take a picture and then share with, you know, your friends and stuff.
But I think it really depends on what you're using. For example, Facebook, to be honest, I don't like to share a lot of things on my personal Facebook.
I don't really update my Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. I don't really use it anymore.
But Instagrams are easy.
I like Instagram because you can take pictures of like your travel, like places you've traveled to.
Or the food that you eat.
Yeah, I like posting pictures on Instagram about, you know, the things I see, the place I travel to.
Aww.
I don't like to take pictures of myself and post it, actually. That's, you know, for more personal things.
Yeah,
I don't
maybe
like to
a lot
that.
Of people, they like to take selfies all the time.
Yeah.
But it's not us. We're like super chill.
I know.
We only take selfies, but just for us to take a look at that, you know,
to take a look at it, and then
we just share it. But, you know, we don't really like to take selfies all the time.
And put it on social media.
No,
I mean, we're beautiful, but then... That's so mean.
I do like to take pictures of where I go and, you know, what I do. Or basically something interesting in life that you see and that you want to, like, show everybody else. Like, this is so funny. I've got to tell you about it.
Yeah, exactly. So I think for me, it depends on what I'm sharing it to. If it's Facebook or Instagram or, you know, things like that. It depends on what I want to share. So you guys can think about it. What are some things that you like to share on social media? Do you like to share things about yourself, about your life?
Maybe
about
like they do like to take selfies.
Yeah, maybe.
So we better
not mention.
Okay.
It's okay to take selfies. Go ahead and do that.
You know, if it makes you happy, just do it.
Yeah, it's fine if you want to, but it's all just a personal preference. Mm. So don't worry. Whatever you like, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't share anything like, you know, evil or mean or something like that. Don't, share positive things.
Yeah, don't really, you know, write like haters' comments. You
know,
like
I would
really
say share positivity, actually.
Okay.
Share good things. All right, so you guys can talk about it, but that's all the time that we have for today. We'll see you guys soon.
Bye.
Hashtags and memes are hashtag winning the internet.
Unless you have been living under a rock, you have probably come across an internet meme. The word meme was first invented by Richard Dawkins in his 1976 book, The Selfish Gene. He used it to describe the way cultural information is spread from person to person. Today, this concept relates to the internet, as memes are pieces of media that are changed and passed on. Successful memes can be anything from pictures to songs to videos that express an idea. One meme that most people are familiar with these days is Grumpy Cat. This cat looks so unhappy that internet users delight in adding funny captions to his photo. A popular one says, "I have a dream that one day you'll shut up." Memes and hashtags are different in one major way. When it comes to memes, people typically use humor, while hashtags can be silly or serious. Regardless of which emotion these tools are associated with, they are both effective means of linking people all over the world.
Vocabulary review. Information. Make sure you have all the information about this matter before you make a decision. Concept. I've never heard of this concept before. Could you explain the idea in more detail? Relate. The police think this robbery might relate to the ones that took place last month. Typically. Tanya doesn't typically drink coffee, but she is tired enough to want some today. Associate. Many people associate the colors red and green with Christmas. Effective. Using bright colors in your advertisement is an effective way to draw people's attention.